What's up, Oos? Main event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Chase Willie, D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Chase McKay, Willie Donick, Derek Mason hanging out with you. Hey, when the Preds have a weekday home game this season, or weekday game this season, it's your chance to participate in Preds Pick to Click, brought to you by TJ Anderson, home of Benchmark Realty and Superbook Sports. If you guess a Preds player that scores a goal in the game that night, you win a pair of tickets to an upcoming Preds home game, and your next chance will be tomorrow at 8:45 with Robbie and Rex Road. Let's talk a little Titans. Our 10 Titans questions that we asked at the beginning of the year, and Willie likes to review these. We kind of covered this earlier that I'm going to be wrong on the punter. Sorry to Ryan Stonehouse. Shout out to Brett Kern, but I'm going to be wrong, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. Taylor Lewan, that was a question. He's out for the season. So I think, did we all say he was going to make it? I can't remember.
Mm-hmm. What did we say, Willie?
I said under, you guys said over.
Okay, so Derek and I are wrong. We're wrong. So we are 0 for 1. I'm 0 for 2.
Yeah, I'm just 0 for 1. Good I say, you. Yeah. I say,
you want a cookie?
Can I get one, man? Please.
Yeah, let me see what I can.
Well, you and I would be 1 for 2, D-Mace. Yeah, I would be 2 for 2 yeah. On the ones that look pretty sound right now. Of course, Ryan Stonehouse, you never know. He could get hurt and you know, not be the punter. You know, that's part of
but
the,
he's not.
Part of the gig.
That is true.
If the kicker's hurt, so why couldn't the punter get hurt?
let's not bring that
let's
up.
Not, I don't. Yeah. I don't wish that exactly. On Ryan Stonehouse.
Of course not. Of course not. I mean, it's not. I think it's an interesting exercise to know what we spend a ton of time talking about during the preseason and how much things can change from the end of the preseason until a particular point in the year. Okay, so case in point, Bud Dupree in year number 2 with the Titans, 10 or more sacks. How many does Bud Dupree have right now?
I think I said under.
I said over.
I said under, I think.
Derek and I said under. Chase said over.
What, he has 2?
It's not looking good. He's got more than that.
What, 3.5?
He's got a few sacks.
Bud Dupree.
2 sacks.
But
a
Dupree
few, three.
Has, I will tell you, as soon as my computer loads.
I know 2 guys got 5.5.
He has 3.
I know that. So he has 3 sacks. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, so he's not likely to play tomorrow. He's got to get busy down the stretch. Now so one big game, you could have 3 sacks in one game and then get back in this thing. So it's not totally out of the question. But, yeah, he's got a ways to go. 3 sacks, and he's only played 6 games. So, key question, and it hasn't happened yet. All right, another one while we're on the sack question. Over or under 40 sacks as a team? That is what we asked. They had 13 through the first 5 games. Last year they had 43, which was tied for 9th in the year. D-May said under. Chase and I said over. Right now they're at 29. Through 9 games. So they're past
That's
the halfway point.
Mm-hmm.
They're on pace to get there. And I think overall they've had a very good pass rush.
Yeah.
Nico Autry's had a good year. He's got 7 sacks. Jeffrey Simmons, 5.5. Rashad Weaver, 5.5. DeMarcus Walker, 3.5. We mentioned Dupree with 3. Mario Edwards has come on the last couple of games. He's been good. He's got a couple of sacks. So they're piecing together. By committee.
How many did I have? Pretty good, you said it, Will?
29 through 9 games.
Mm-hmm.
They got to get to 40.
So they're averaging they're on pace. Three a game? They're averaging?
Yeah, they're ahead of the pace. They should get past 40 if they stay on the pace they're on.
All right.
Okay.
All
What's
right.
Next?
Next one. What will the Titans' record be? D-Mace and Chase said 11-6. I said 10-7. So right now, I wouldn't be surprised if it's one or the other by the end of the year. Agree?
Yeah, it could be better.
I don't see it being much more. I don't think I don't I don't think they can squeeze out 12, although they never cease to amaze me how they do in this. Anybody think they can get more than 11, or do you think one of us will be right? Or less than 11. I mean, 9-8 might well win this division.
Yeah, I think they get more than 9 wins. I think both of us could be wrong. I think they might squeeze out 12.
Well, let's see.
Okay.
Let's look at what I said, 11.
Mm-hmm. We said 11 and 7.
Both of you said 11
and
6.
11
and 6. I said 10 and 7.
So they need 5 more to get to where. All right. So at Green Bay, I'd flip a coin. Cincy, I'd probably do the same thing. Philly's going to be tough, but you got 2 against Jacksonville, 1 against Houston.
That's 9.
At the Chargers, which they never play great there, and then Dallas. Man, it's going to be tight.
Oh, it's going to be tight.
Dallas.
Yeah, it's going to be tight.
It's going to be tight. I mean, let's say they win tomorrow. That's 7.
Well, let's just say they go 4-4. If they go 4-4, mm-hmm. that's 10-7.
Yeah.
And probably good enough to win the division.
I think 10 wins. I think 9 wins win the division, to me.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised at all if 9 wins the division. You have to be prepared for the worst, right? And right now, Jacksonville is running out of space. They just they need to get hot. It just hadn't happened. Because Jacksonville has the 2 head-to-head games with the Titans. If they were to win both of those, then that swings it big time. The Colts have already lost to the Titans twice, so they've got to be that much better, even though right now their record's better.
Well, Jacksonville hadn't proven that they can win the close games because a lot of their games have been close, you know?
Yeah.
So even if it's a close game, I'm leaning more toward the Titans than the Jacksonville Jaguars.
And this is something that has been discussed. The Titans have not beaten a team that has a winning record. Washington's now 5-5. The Colts are, 4-5-1? So they're going to have to get 4-4. You know, you just rattled off some pretty good teams that have winning records and will have winning records by the time they play them. So let's put that away. Next one. Will the Titans have a receiver of any kind with 800 or more yards? 800 or more yards.
Wow. The way
next
it's
question.
Looking, yeah. Willie, the way it's looking, they may not have over 700.
Part. Here's the sad part. All 3 of us said yes, that somebody would get 800.
Yes.
Doesn't look like it's going to happen.
So let's see. Here.
It's not good. It's not good. Chase, it's not good.
The leading receiver on this team right now.
In yardage. Don't tell me it's Nick Westbrook-Ikhine because of the game he
He's
had close. Yesterday.
He's second. He's second.
Is it still Robert Woods?
It's Robert Woods. Robert Woods has 266.
Oh, hell.
Westbrook-Ikhine has 257.
Oh, no. No. Chase, stop. Stop. Hold up. People, stop. Park your cars right now. Or just put your work down, put your pens down, and just stop for a minute. Everybody, pay attention. Say that number again, the number one number.
266, and then that's Robert Woods. 257.
After 4 games?
After
is
9
this 4
games?
Games? Have we played 4
not,
games?
Not 4. No. We played 9.
No, 9.
It's not 9 games?
9.
Over say that number again.
266.
No, God, please,
and they're 6-3.
No!
Wow. That is remarkable.
Would you like to know who is third in yardage on the team?
Don't tell me Dontrell Hilliard.
Nope.
Chig.
Nope.
It's close.
Your boy.
Hooper.
Austin Hooper.
Oh! What, he has 100?
191.
Oh, hell. Oh, my goodness.
And then and then it's Derrick Henry with 154, Hilliard 146, Chig with 141.
This is even bad for a high school team. A good high school team.
Oh, yeah. No, a high school team blows this away.
It's kind of a single wing offense kind of thing.
1493 is the team total.
Right. They don't throw the ball.
And how many times does how many yards does Tyreek Hill have already? He has over 1,000 yards, I know. He has like 1,100 yards. already.
Tyreek is
pretty scary.
Yeah, 1148.
Wow.
In 10 games.
Wow.
So
that is
we 81 were right
receptions.
That's
81 receptions.
That's truly embarrassing. It's embarrassing to the receivers. It's embarrassing to the quarterback. It's embarrassing to the offensive coordinator. It has to be embarrassing to the head coach. I know they're winning. I get it. But those numbers, man, I've never seen anything like that. Never.
All right, one more before the break.
That looked like my numbers related my second year. Goodness.
Yeah, related to this. Treylon Burks, over or under 75 targets. Just to remind people, if you're just joining us, we asked these questions on September 1st after the preseason was over, before they had played a game. Over or under 75 targets, trying to take into consideration what he looked like in the preseason, taking into account that he could get hurt, which he has. And so right now, Treylon Burks has been targeted 22 times in the five games that he's played. He's missed four games. So to get to 75, he needs 53 targets in the last eight games. So that would be 6.5 or so per game.
Which he should
get
be
over
to,
75.
Which he should.
Six now and a half per game.
Now that Ryan Tannehill is healthy and he's back in the lineup, well, as healthy as he can be and back in the lineup, they should make it their responsibility to target him at least six times a game.
Yeah. But they're not. And it drives me nuts.
Man.
You guys said over 75. I said under.
Well,
so
really, you're gonna win
75. Well, did we say receptions? We said receptions.
No, targets. Targets, not receptions. Targets. He only has 13 receptions.
Goodness.
We're talking about how many times they target him.
Well,
so that to me
targeted
22 much,
times. We got a ways to go.
Yeah.
Got a long way to go in that, but he's going to be such an important piece in the last eight games. We know. So that number should go up if he stays on the field. But how much can he handle? How productive can he be? Mm-hmm. That's the question. So when we come back, we'll get to the Derrick Henry, Ryan Tannehill part of this.
Yes, we'll continue our 10 Titans questions that we asked earlier this year. You're welcome to weigh in. Call or text 615-737-1025. Our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. It's Chase, Willie, and D-Mace, 1025-1063, The Game. Chase, Willie, D-Mace, 1025-1063, The Game. Chase McCabe, Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Nick Kieser here with you. Talking about the Titans and our 10 questions that we asked earlier this year, reviewing them, which is painful. But this is the part of the list that we get into the quarterback and the running back.
Yep, and then we have one other wild card, which I think is one of the more intriguing ones to come back to. So we'll save that one for last. But let's start with Derrick Henry. At the end of training camp, we asked, over or under 1,350.5 rushing yards. Now, we checked some websites. We checked the sports books, right? That was the over-under consensus was 1,350.
Mm-hmm.
D-May said yes. Chase said yes. I said no. Right now, he's got 923 yards through nine games. So he is on pace to go well past 1,350.
Yep.
The only question is going to be if he makes it through the season. If he does, he's gonna get 1,350. So he's got 202 carries, which again is troubling. That's a lot of carries, and he could get up into that 360, 370, 380 range. And I think this game tomorrow night is a Derrick Henry kind of game. Right,
yeah.
The Green Bay struggles against the run. For them to win, I see a scenario where the formula is 25 carries. Right, so it might be good that they didn't give it to him as much as they normally do on Sunday.
He is through. So last year in eight games, he had 219 carries, 937 yards. He's 17 behind that on the carries through nine games. So that's at least that's a little encouraging.
Is the yardage?
Yeah. So.
The
they pulled back on the workload a little bit.
Okay.
They pulled back on the workload a little bit, which is good.
He's going to go for two bills tomorrow night.
You think so?
Well, you know what's interesting, Derek? If he has a game like that, he could get back into the conversation for 2,000 yards, right? Mm-hmm. Because we know that in December, if he's still going strong, that's when he really racks up the yards. So he's not out of the ballpark of getting close to 2,000, let alone 1,350 or 1,500. Last year we did this; it was 1,550 was our over under, and he was easily going to get that. But of course, we know what happened; he broke his foot. All right, now to Ryan Tannehill. We asked; he had 14 interceptions last year. He had only 7 in 2020 and only 6 in 2019, although he only started the 10 games. So we put the over-under at 10.5 interceptions on the season. Now, he's missed a couple games, so, you know, that's got to be factored in here. But he's only thrown 3 interceptions. 2 of them were in the nightmare in Buffalo in the second game of the year. I mean, so he's taken care of the football very, very well, even though they have not obviously had a great passing attack. I think Tannehill, all things considered, has been pretty steady. His quarterback, his passer rating is 93, which is nothing to sneeze at.
No, I don't think and I think I had him at just over because I averaged based on his career, and he's usually around that 11.
In fact, all three of us had over.
Yeah,
all three of us had over.
But yeah, like you said, Willie, he has taken care of the ball when he's been in a lineup, when he hasn't been, you know, injured. He's done a good job at taking care of the football. Now, we know he had the multiple interceptions against Buffalo, but since that game, he's been damn near flawless in regards to him passing the football and keeping it away from the other team. Now, he did miss 2 games, so that does factor. But I think even in those 2 games, he wouldn't have threw the double digits interceptions. Yeah. I don't think he would have thrown an interception at all. So he's well on pace to, from an interception standpoint, he's well on pace to be where he was, 2 years ago?
Yeah. So I would say so. I mean,
yep. He's last year.
Only
8
touchdowns,
sure what,
though.
Yeah, that's the concerning part right there.
Well, but that's the thing is when you're evaluating him, the weapons he has, it's been very restricted for sure. They just, you know, who's he throwing to? It's hard to throw for touchdown passes if you don't have a great receiving corps. So we'll see where it goes. They've got our big theme of the show yesterday was let's call this the halfway point.
Right.
How do they find another level? How do they find another level in the passing game? Now that Burks is back, who knows if they'll get Kyle Phillips back. You know, there's just another guy that has a little different ingredient to how he goes about it. But they've got to find somewhere, whether it's the tight ends going to another level, wide receivers going to another level, or a combination, right, getting Hilliard back. I think Hilliard's been down a notch. I think I've seen him with some sort of pull, groin, hamstring, can't remember what it was. Doesn't look like he's as explosive the last couple of weeks. Hopefully he can come back around. Are you ready for the last one?
Yes, because I just had a moment that depressed me. And that was, man, Tannehill's 34 years old. He's kind of getting old for a quarterback. Chase, you're 35. Damn it.
Let me rethink that for a second.
So let's move on.
Fourth the most productive rookie. Not named Treylon Burks will be.
Ooh.
Now, here's the thing. Treylon Burks has not been the most productive rookie. We put him down. We put him to the side because he's so important. And you see what it's looked like with him only having 13 catches in the first half of the season for injury reasons, etc. So he needs a big second half. They need him to get to another level. So we listed as our choices Kyle Phillips, Roger McCreary, Nicholas Petit-Frere, Malik Willis, Hassan Haskins, and Chigakonkwo. Now, all of those guys have been part of the story here, in some small form. D-Mace went with Roger McCreary, who has been a big, big plus. I went with Nicholas Petit-Frere, who, it's quite interesting. We hardly talk about him right now, and that's a good thing, right? He's really settling in as a guy that looks like he's going to be a piece for a good long time. And Chase went with Kyle Phillips, who was more of the story of training camp, right? He was catching everything in the training camp. He had that great first game against the Giants, got hurt at the end of the game, and has really never been the same since then. And I'd love to know behind the scenes what's going on there. Wouldn't you guys? I mean, we haven't heard anything about him.
Yeah. No, I would love to know that too. So, yeah.
So what is the answer? So
I think it could be either Nicholas or McQuarrie. Either one of them, because both of them have earned.
I think Chig's in the conversation. Yeah,
both of them have earned starting spots.
Yep.
And both of them have gotten better as the season has gone along. So
I might give the edge to Petit Frere.
Yeah.
Because of what Willie just said.
McQuarrie has been good.
Yeah, McQuarrie's been good. But, yeah. We haven't talked about Petit Frere.
Yeah. No, you're right.
So,
I mean,
I don't know.
I think both of them are playing well. I think you expect it. Because he was a second round pick, you expected him to play and make an impact. I don't think we thought at the beginning of the year when everything first started, training camps and all that, that Nicholas would be a huge contributing factor in what this offense has been able to do. Because what? Why? Because it was the whole Dylan Raitens thing and trying to figure this out. Well, he's slowly become, he's solidifying himself as their right tackle. Now, does he make mistakes? Absolutely he does. He gave up a sack last week. But I think he's getting better the longer he plays. And I said this back then. I said, this guy's going to be a Pro Bowl player. I truly believe that.
How would you
answer? Now, here's the question for you guys, too. I mean, take a look. Would we all agree that despite all – and here the news today of Caleb Farley, I mean, we're discussing it. I don't know if he's ever going to do anything. So you put him on the list with Isaiah Wilson and that nightmare and some of the other draft picks that have just gone bad. But this rookie class has got a chance to be very, very good and deep, right? Maybe not superstars, but who knows down the road with Willis in a couple of years. But – you know, those guys have all made contributions, and you're talking about, at worst, you're starting right tackle for the foreseeable, right? And who knows, maybe with Lawan's situation going forward, do you consider him as a potential left tackle? I don't know. But McCreary's a guy that's going to be around for a long time. He's really solid. And, you know, Burks, the story's yet to be told here as he tries to stay healthy, but it's got a potential to be a pretty good class.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll continue this coming up next because I know we got a few more that we want to get to.
We've done our questions.
Oh,
we're finished.
Mind. Okay, I missed.
We've completed the 10.
Okay, we have completed the test.
Yep, and we
good.
Will. We
I
will
messed you up because I said four.
No, that's fine.
Yeah, we will revisit this in 4 weeks.
Okay, there you go. We will do that. So we will take another look at the actual matchup tomorrow against Green Bay and what the Titans need to do. Yeah, that's what we'll do coming up next. Chase Willie, D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. But, you know, when it comes to sports, it's all happening right now. Football, basketball, hockey, and soon enough the World Cup. And there's no better place to wager on all of that than Superbook Sports. When you sign up, deposit, and wager in the same day, Superbook will give you a bonus up to $1,000. It's that easy. Just sign up, put your money in, and let it happen. When the sports world is busy, it's time to get busy winning some money with Superbook. Download the Superbook Sports app or visit superbook.com to wager and win today. Just like I did, I made it my official sports book. Looking at tomorrow, Titans +3 on the road at Lambeau. You can get even money right now on the Superbook Sports app, which is fantastic. So make your wager and boom, you're ready to go. Just visit superbook.com for terms and conditions. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789.
LaFleur said earlier this week that he saw a lot of similarities in their run scheme versus your run scheme, specifically with outside zones. Is that something that you see? And if so, how might that help you in containing them, knowing how good and how much they rely on the run?
Well, we'll have to be prepared for whatever it may be. I mean, I think that, you know, people that study this scheme and kind of work towards it as what they see as their scheme, there's, you know, there's landmarks, there's tracks, there's combination blocks. So, you know, I'm sure that's all very similar. They probably do it out of the gun more than we do. But, you know, everything is going to have a little bit of wrinkles, and, you know, whether we have knowledge of it, I think we still have to go out and tackle You know, we got to avoid, the biggest thing is not putting ourselves in position to have one-on-one tackles with Jones or Dylan, you know, whether that's, or the receivers out on the perimeter. You know, those are like long handoffs, as efficient as they are at the run release.
Back here, Chase Willie, D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3 the game. Mike Vrabel, Titans head coach, talking about the matchup against the Green Bay Packers. Tomorrow night, Thursday night football, we'll also have our pregame show from Twin Peaks starting at 4 o'clock. Caroline Fenton going to anchor.
She might be angry, too.
Is she going to be angry? I don't know. She's got to spend 2 hours with Jared. You never know. Probably put you in a mood, for sure. Mm. But they will have coverage of that. But, you know, he brought up tackling, and that kind of triggered something with me. I feel like whether it's the NFL or college, it doesn't really matter the level. I just feel like we're not teaching tackling as much as we should anymore. I see a lot of whiffs. And I say that as somebody that I'd miss every time, and I admit it. But, like, come on.
I mean, it's – and that's why it's surprising. I'm not going to say surprising, but, you know – that's why this Titans defense is so good, because it's not that they have this, you know, superstars at, you know, every position, left corner, right corner, safety, both of the safeties, all the linebackers, all the defensive linemen. They don't have superstars littered everywhere. They do have them, but what they do is they tackle very well. They are really good tacklers, and not only are they really good tacklers, they swarm the ball. Like, you never, like, if you watch the Titans defense, you see two or three guys around the football, and that's a testament to what they're being taught and preached. Everybody tackles the football. One guy doesn't tackle the football. One guy may end up, you know, tripping a guy up or getting a good hit and bringing them down, but majority of the time, it's a team mentality when it comes to tackling. Hold your line, play your leverage, and when you get an opportunity, head in the right place, arms in the right place, make the tackle. At least slow them down, because there are a bunch of other guys coming. That's what we're taught. Aggressive, go to the ball, running the ball. And it's just surprising that they do it so well, because you look around the NFL and you see teams missing tackles left and right.
Yeah.
Well, you don't – I mean, Titans do miss tackles, but you don't see it very often. You know,
they're a really solid tackling defense. Mm-hmm. That's part of it. I think you can't be as good against the run as they are without being a good tackling defense. And I could sense that in Mike Vrabel's voice, how much – that's been important to them, and how much of a challenge it's going to be against Green Bay, because they can run the ball. They can really run it. If you haven't watched Green Bay play and you're sitting there going, got to be ready for Aaron Rodgers to fire it all over the place, well, they've run the ball much more effectively than they've passed it right now. And so for the Titans to do their thing, what they usually do, they take away your running game, they make you one-dimensional, and they make you drive the field. So I think this is going to be a huge matchup. Can Derrick Henry run effectively against a run defense that struggles big time? That's the Packers' big weakness on defense. And this is strength versus strength. Titans run defense versus Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon.
Yeah, and look, that's a dangerous running attack. Mm-hmm. But I do feel, you know, you threw out that you think that Derrick Henry's going to run for two Bills tomorrow night. I wouldn't be shocked, and I wouldn't be shocked if the Titans defense doesn't shut down their run attack. I know that's easier said than done, but that's why I really like that matchup of the Titans front against that running attack that Green Bay has. Force Aaron Rodgers to have to throw the ball to some of these receivers more than 20 times.
Well, I mean, it's almost,
and I never thought that I would.
Yeah,
say
that's what I was trying to figure out how I would word this.
When I said it, I never thought that I would actually say you want to make Aaron Rodgers throw the ball. But I kind of feel like that's
what world what you gotta do you say, man? I want Aaron Rodgers to throw the football. It's like, that doesn't sound right. That doesn't, like, oil and water. It just doesn't mix. But this year, that's been the case. They are running the ball very effectively, but they're not throwing the ball with any consistency. And, you know, you can blame the quarterback, you can blame the receivers, you can blame the head coach who's the offensive coordinator. I think all three of them are, you know, sort of to blame in this situation. But, yeah, you're right. Who would have thought in 2022, after his season in 2021 when he was the MVP, that you would come back and say, man, we want him to throw the football. Like, it sounds crazy. Get him to throw the football.
But that's what they do to everybody, really, is they – even Patrick Mahomes. How many passes did he throw? Like 68 against the Titans?
Mm-hmm.
Because they could not run the ball. But it's easier to defend guys like that if you know they're passing, right? You put them in obvious passing situations. And so on top of that, what do the Titans try to do with their scheme? You know, they don't want to give up the big plays. That's been the one thing. They've given up a couple more long bombs for touchdowns than they would like to, right? That's what lost them the Giants game. It's what blew them out of the water against Buffalo. Even last week, they gave up the one big play. That was the one flaw in an otherwise outstanding performance by the defense without all those starters in there. But they like to also take away your first option. Now, who would it be, right? If you can take away the run, who would be the first option you'd like to key on, especially considering the guy came out of nowhere? Is it Christian Walker?
Watson.
He had three touchdowns. Christian Watson. Is it him or is it Lazard, who's not a scary guy, but he's solid, right? But that is what they kind of like to do, is they force the secondary guys to have to make the catches.
Yeah, I mean, I think based on last week, you'd have to say Watson.
Yeah, yes, but no. I think you still have to zero in on Alan Lazard. You have to. He leads him in reception, meaning in yardage and in touchdowns. He has 5 touchdowns, I believe. So you got to zero in on him, because what you don't want to happen is this. Why do you think the kid caught 3 touchdowns? Because everybody was, you know, hey, listen, we need to – his guy is Alan Lazard. We need to get him out of the game. We need to put, you know, digs on him and sort of minimize what he can do. And that's what happened. Well, y'all let the other guy just run free. He made plays. So now will the Titans take that approach? I don't know. But if you do take that approach of taking Lazard out, then, you know, you're hoping that was just a one game deal. With the kid, you know, catching 3 touchdowns. You're sort of just rolling the dice in that situation. But I think you still got to go in, and your first priority beside the run game is to take his number one weapon away from him, which is Alan Lazard. And then you say, hey, listen, we hope that there's not another 3 touchdown performance by another receiver.
Yep, going to have to hope that for sure. As the Titans will take on the Packers tomorrow night. 615-737-1025. We'll continue this discussion. Coming up next, Chase Willie, D-Mace, 1025, 1063, The Game. Tune into this Sunday's NFL game of the week here on 1025, 1063, The Game. This week's game will feature the Dallas Cowboys against the Minnesota Vikings at 325. NFL game of the week is presented by Red Spirits and Wine in Bellevue. And Superbook Sports, voted number one sportsbook in Vegas. Download their app today. Chase McKay, Willie Donick, Derek Mason with you. Stillman and Company coming up in just a few minutes as they'll talk about the Titans and the Packers, as we have been doing, as that game taking place tomorrow. But first, we must give you our and there's a texture that says, D-Mace, we need you to come back and play. I think those days are done.
Those knees are not good.
Yeah. Yeah, that's important. But first, our trivia question of the day, as we have to throw that out there and on the line, a pair of tickets to the Music City Hockey game that will take place at Bridgestone Arena on Friday, November 25th, a matchup between two of the NCAA's top 20 ranked college hockey teams. The Northeastern University Huskies will take on the Western Michigan University Broncos at the Music City Hockey Classic at Bridgestone Arena at 6:30. That's after the Preds and Avs game on Friday, November 25th.
Okay, here's the question. a little college hockey theme. Mark Jankowski giving the Predators a nice little lift here, playing good hockey after coming up from Milwaukee. Once upon a time, he was a first-round draft pick. He played college hockey at the same place that our own Hal Gill played college hockey. Name that college. And the hint is college. It's not a university. It's known as a college. There's your hint. 615-737-1025. Mark Jankowski and Hal Gill both played college hockey at the same place. Where was it? 615-737-1025. If you want to go see Northeastern and Western Michigan.
Northeastern, Western Michigan. Going to be a heck of a matchup for sure. In college hockey.
Two top 20 teams.
Yeah, I know. Absolutely. Anything else? Like we're waiting with bated breath on this injury report because this is like the Saturday injury report. This is you'll also get the the call ups. I kind of have a feeling Randy Bullock's not going to play, so Josh Lambeau's probably going to kick for the Titans. That worries me a little bit because say what you want about Bullock, he's been solid all year.
Yes,
he's missed a couple.
And what does it say if you're playing at Lambeau Field and your kicker's name is Lambeau? What does that happen? What does that mean? Is that good or bad?
That's true. I didn't even think about that.
I don't know. I mean, it can be good. It can be bad. Or it can be your parents just like no Lambo. Phil. And they lamed you after the field.
Wait, so Derek, what was your adventure at Lambeau Field when you played there?
Oh, yeah. The 1 year I ran out on the field without my helmet.
Oh, no.
The punt return.
Oh, no.
It was freezing that day. It was Reggie White's last game. Like, he was supposed to retire after that.
Yeah, and then he went to Carolina.
And then he ended up going to Carolina. But that was the last game. And, it was freezing. It was snowing, everything. I'm sitting on the sideline. And I had my head, my beanie thing on, like two of them. And, this other thing I had on. So my head was warm. So I'm thinking I still got, you're not paying attention. And all of a sudden, it's like, Mason, punt. I'm like, oh, snap. I run out on the field. They looking at me like, dude. Like, they're pointing at your helmet, hit my head. I'm like, what? I'm like, oh, snap. So I got to run this out. They toss my helmet. I put it on. As I'm putting it on, the ball is coming down. You got to catch it. Got to do what you got to do, brother.
I don't know if you get away with that today.
I think
you're probably getting flagged.
Yeah. For one, they wouldn't let me out on the field without a helmet. I don't know why the hell did they let me out on the field.
That's a good question.
Well, that is a good question.
I want to know this. Does NFL films have a record? I don't know.
Okay, when was
football
this?
Football folly. I don't think I've seen that.
This was 97? No, 98.
Okay, so Oilers. Was this the last
game? Yeah, this is the Oilers. Yeah, this is the last year we were the Oilers.
Yeah, Packers. 1997. All right.
No, that was 98. 98 season. 98.
It was one of the two. I remember exactly.
It was 97. That was my rookie year.
Oh,
it was.
Oh, wait. We have found video of this game. A 3 minute video of this game.
It's probably just Reggie White.
Yeah.
It might show my touchdowns. I had three touchdowns. No, I had two touchdowns in that game.
Did you?
Yeah, I had two touchdowns, man.
So that's why
I know my stats, man.
Did you do the Lambeau leap?
No, I ain't do the Lambeau leap. Hex no. Not in that place. They'll probably threw me back out, man.
Okay. Well, there's the Packers.
Probably
scoring
cut me with some beer cans or something. I don't know. Oh, snaps, man.
This is great radio.
Yeah,
it snowed a lot.
It snowed a lot.
I mean, surely there's a video of this.
I don't know. It might be. They might just end up showing Green Bay Packer highlights.
Yeah, I think this is Green Bay Packer highlights.
Does it say that?
Okay. Type in football follies, Mason forgets helmet, and see if that pulls up.
Well, I think I just found the full game. Do you remember when this was? When in the game it was?
It was late. It was late in the game. It had to be late. Yeah, I think it was late in the game.
Do you think the announcer said, Mason's out there without a helmet?
Mason doesn't have his helmet on.
That's you.
Oh, that's Mason. There he is.
I think.
That's that kid, Mason. Yeah, 85.
Yeah, all right.
Hey, rewind it. Rewind it, because they might have. It might have been on a punt return. That's great radio
snowing.
People.
It is
great
snowing.
Radio
I know,
people.
I know. Sorry.
No, we're trying to figure this out.
I'm enthralled by this.
No,
yes.
No, no. It's the year. It. Yeah, he has the game.
I found the game. The video quality is awful.
Yes, it's like HD wasn't in then.
No, this is not even this is SD, but the S stands for something different. This is bleep definition.
Yes,
that's what
this is. Yeah, this is bad.
All right, we'll
graphics.
Have to research this.
Yeah, we'll research it.
This is a research for another time.
Yeah.
But Lambeau Field Adventures. It does look like the weather's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, not that bad. You know, not a blizzard or anything like that. It'll be cold, but
of course,
you know, manageable. So I don't think you got to prepare for anything completely out of the ordinary. So, when is the last time the Titans won up there? I'm trying to remember.
Oh,
I don't feel like they've done particularly well the times they've gone up there. There was one nightmare game where the Titans, I think it was in the Munchak era, where they just had no offensive linemen. It was ugly. The last time they went up there was a Sunday night game a couple years ago.
Yep.
Did not go well.
December 27th, 2020, lost 40-14. The Titans last won at Lambeau. No, that was they lost 55-7.
Yep, that's the one I was thinking of. That was bad. That was a bad Titans team. That was Mike Munchak.
Looks like the last time would have been 2004.
That's the last time they won up there?
Yeah, 48-27 Titans. So D-Mace would have been on the team.
Yeah, you're right.
Chris Brown had some big runs. Bubba Franks playing with the Packers. Troy Fleming catches a touchdown from Mac. D-Mace. Oh, here's an interesting little stat.
What happened?
So Derek Mason caught a 26-yard touchdown pass from
Drew Bennett.
You remember your place?
Absolutely. Yep. I remember that.
You remember that, Willie?
Yes.
I don't remember that.
Well, come on, Willie. You got to remember that.
As soon as I read it, I remember it now.
I usually have these things pop into my head.
It was in the fourth quarter. Puts the Titans up 41-13 at that point.
He was killing them.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That's funny.
Well, there you go.
Caught a pass from Drew. That is going to do it for us as Stillman & Company will take over to get you ready for Titans and Packers, including Todd Downing saying that the Titans left some meat on the bone. They will address that coming up next. We're back at it tomorrow at 10 from Bridgestone Arena in the Jack Daniels Barrel House here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
We out.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.